Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
You want some time? Oh. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Cold, chilly, Monday morning. Welcome.
Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in as well. And again, you know, again, it's chilly out this morning and chilly, cold, blistering, you know, hawk out, whatever you want to call it. It's cold this morning. And, but I'm glad you guys are here. Glad you guys are listening to the show. And thank you for tuning in. 818-301-5834. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I'm your host, Frank Williams. And today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. Tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And when you talk, you tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, guys, thank you for tuning in. Those who are listening, thank you. Welcome. I hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're having a tremendous Monday so far. And as we move on into Thanksgiving holiday, Thanksgiving is so meaningful to everyone. You know, not only being off work, but being with family, seeing family, talking with family, kind of finding out what's going on in the family, and just, you know, really just being there. I think that this is a time when families do get together. A lot of families don't get together unless there is a special occasion like this. But nonetheless, this is the one occasion, Thanksgiving, where most families do come together, okay? And I believe that as families come together and start to look back on different things, that they should allow themselves to make up with one another. If there are any type of animosity within the family, I think that Thanksgiving Day, when you're sitting down to break bread together, I think that's also a time to show amends, okay? And so if you can, if it's in your spirit, please do that for yourself and for the other person, okay? So, and again, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Guys, I'd like you to do me a favor. Go on Twitter and send me a tweet or anything on Twitter. I just want to see if my Twitter is working properly. Okay, I went in and did something to some settings, and I want to know if it's working properly. So you can do that. You can go online to Twitter and look for me at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. And just type anything in the message there. Just type hello or just type thank you or the show, whatever you want to do. Just type it in there and send it so I can check that out, okay? And, again, number to the show, 818-301-5834. I'm stumbling this morning for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm stumbling this morning for some reason. I believe I have a listener that's sending me texts, and I'm trying to read it, but I'm staying away from that now. But the today's show is called Alarm System or Dogs. What works for you? What works for you? As far as the security of your home or even your apartment, what works for you? You know, do you have a security system? Or do you have a dog or a couple of dogs or whatever? And me at home, I have an alarm system, a tremendous alarm system that works very well. And it's very sensitive, too, because sometimes when we have the alarm on and we may drop something and it sets off the alarm. You know, you could drop a pan in the kitchen and it sets off the alarm. And, you know, that part of that is called glass break. That means that, like a burglar, if he comes up and blink, bust your window trying to get in and open the window or something trying to get in, then immediately that alarm goes off and it sends a signal to the alarm company and they're calling back, you know, quickly. I feel very, very secure with my system. Now, I used to have a dog. Don't have a dog anymore. But I used to have a dog and at that time, I didn't have a security system. I don't believe I had a security system at my other house before I bought this house. I don't think I had a security system there. But I always had a dog, okay? And, you know, I lived on the corner. So if someone walked down the street next to the house, my dog would get after him. Okay, he'd get after him. So, you know, if you were a burglar, you would not come into my backyard to come into the house. Okay, you try to come in through the front because my dog was in the back. And although I don't think he was vicious, but he had teeth, right? So, and he acted like he wanted to tear you apart. But you know, that was a security blanket for the family at that point. But now, you know, with the, being here, a bigger place, a bigger yard and all this, although I have fence around the property, there's still, you know, you still need an alarm system. I don't know what you guys have, if you have alarm system or if you have dogs. But I've also heard that dogs are a great deterrent for burglars because if, you know, you have a dog, someone's breaking into your house and you have a dog, he hears that initial click, 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 shaking of the doorknob or the bumping on the door or the breaking of the glass or whatever. He hears that and immediately he barks and he goes after that sound, right? So that also would make you get up, get what you need, okay, to deter that burglar yourself, all right, to deter that burglar yourself. Get him out of there, right? Now, there's a study that's shown that dogs deter burglars just as well as an alarm system, okay? Because, you know, these burglars don't want to come into the house where there's a vicious dog. Now, I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to come into the house of a vicious dog either. And so dogs are a big deterrent for burglars, all right? And having a dog in your yard is a big burglars, having the looks of a dog is a big deterrent for burglars. I knew a guy who would put, he had a doghouse out and he had a dog bowls, and he put a little food in the dog bowl, think that he had a dog. You know, maybe the dog wasn't outside, he was inside at this time. Y'all with me? So, you know, people do all this type of stuff, okay, to deter burglars. And, you know, I think that whether you have an alarm system or a dog, it will work, okay? It will work. I feel so much better, you know, I feel a sense of security by having the alarm system for not only me, but also for my family. And, you know, sometimes I work into the night and don't get home till, you know, early, early morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, things like that. And, you know, to have the alarm system to take care of the family while I'm gone is some sort of a weight off your shoulder when you're away. So, you know, and that works. It's not only for burglars, but it's also for fire or carbon monoxide poisoning. I guess I said that right. But, you know, that's the peace of mind that you get with that is what I like, okay? And then to test the system occasionally, not on purpose, but by dropping, you know, something in the floor, and it, you know, and it comes up, makes the alarm, you know, engage. And then the alarm system company calls immediately and asks you if everything's okay. If not, then they'll dispatch the police to you immediately. And so I think the alarm system is a great tool for you to have peace of mind when you're away from your family or even when you're away on vacation, having the alarm system going. And at that time, we used the motion sensors. We have motion sensors inside that takes care of, you know, if someone can get in the house and the alarm system doesn't go off, you know, it's as far as they come in a different way and it doesn't go off. And once they get in and they'll hit that motion sensor, and bam, that works as well, okay? So, you know, there are a few things that I like that are really, you know, are really great with the system, okay? And so the alarm system works for us. Dogs have worked for us. I mean, I've never had a burglar to try to break in or kick in the door or whatever. Knock on wood, but when I did have a dog, when someone would knock on the door, you know, he'd come running, woof, 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 you know, and barking. So and they're like, hey, put the dog up, you know, and you put the dog up before they come in, things like that. So dogs work, alarm system works, you know, that's the way to go. Those are things to do to secure your home. I don't know. Some people don't have a dog. Some people don't have an alarm system. And, you know, some people live in the country where they think that doesn't happen in the country. But it happens everywhere. It happens everywhere. So that's why you need some type of an alarm system. Now, not only, you know, you got an alarm system, you have dogs, and then you have your personal protection which is a, you know, a weapon of some sort that you, you know, that you, you could use in the case of someone breaking into your home while you're there. You know, I pity someone that would break into my home while I'm at home, because one thing is that hopefully none of your friends are kicking in your door. Hopefully none of your family members are kicking in your door, because if a family member or friend kicks in my door, that means that you're trying to cause harm to me or my family, and I have to protect that in any means necessary, right? Because you kicked in my door, all right? And I've always said that even if the police came here and kicked in my door, you know, then there's gonna be some problems right there, because you have no reason to come here and kick in my door, all right? So, you know, whether it's the police, friend, family, or just a stranger, you kick in my door, you're trying to cause me harm or my family harm, and I have to protect myself. So, you know, you keep your personal protection at a place where you can find it and you can grab a hold of it in a short notice. And take care of what needs to be taken care of. And so that's, you know, that's my thing. Alarm systems or dogs, they all work. You just have to decide what you're going to do. Now, the cost, the cost is, they're miles apart, right? The alarm system, usually, you know, a lot of people say, you know, free alarm system with monthly, you know, monitoring charges of $20 a month or $17 a month or $18, whatever the cost may be. And so that's, you know, say $18 a month, that's $180 plus $36. You know, $216 a year to protect your family from fire, burglars, and carbon monoxide poison. So that's something that's not a big cost to have that peace of mind. Okay, but having a dog can't protect you from fire, right? A dog can protect you from burglars, but a dog can't detect carbon monoxide poisoning, right? So the alarm system along with a dog would be great. You know, it'd help all three areas. But the dog was going to cost you monthly, going to cost you food, you know, and then there's vet bills during the year that you know, you have to incur to take care of the dog. And then, you know, like we used to do when we went out of town, we had to board the dog at the vet. And that wasn't, you know, that wasn't cheap. It wasn't expensive, but it wasn't cheap. Okay, it was an expense, an added expense. The expenses that we already had, okay? But with the alarm system, you know, you wouldn't have to board it. You wouldn't have to, you know, don't have to take it to the vet every now and then, get a checkup, spend money for it and all this. So an alarm system, I believe, is a lot less expensive than having a dog or dogs to protect your house. Like I said, an alarm system in conjunction with dogs, you know, but it's up to you. Some people don't like dogs. Some people like cats. They don't like dogs. Some people like cats. And I don't think that cats can be any kind of a deterrent for burglars. But who knows? I'm sure there are some aggressive cats out there. But I think a burglar would continue to pursue coming into your home, if you heard a meow, meow, you know, that's a lot different right there. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. We're talking about alarm system or dogs. What works for you? Okay. And we were just saying that the alarm system, you know, is a lot less expensive than having a dog or having dogs. Okay? But, you know, you can't fall in love with an alarm system, but you can fall in love with these dogs. Believe you me, I know how that goes. Now, again, guys, thank you for listening to the show. This is Thanksgiving week. Hopefully on tomorrow or Wednesday, I'll have a couple of families on the show to talk about their what happens with their family during Thanksgiving and how their Thanksgiving day works. Okay, hopefully tomorrow or Wednesday or both. All right, but that's what we're going to do over these next couple of days. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's Frank Williams. I'm over. I'm out. Love you guys. I'll see you in the morning. Same place, same time, 9:30 a.m. Take care.
My